in this group of churches that we're in, we say, oh, the old IFB, we're the new IFB or whatever. It's not really true, though. Because really what we're doing is just going back to the old path, wherein is the good way, right? Turn over to Jeremiah chapter 6. See, we're just trying to make things back the way they should be. Sometimes God has to tear out that old garbage, you know, the altar call, tear the altars out that don't belong in the New Testament. What else? What's another good example of things? Huh? The nursery. Tear out that old nursery. Replace it with family integration. What's something else? Bus ministry. Tear out that old bus ministry and put in a real bus ministry of soul winning, right? What's another, something else?
Hard preaching.
Hard preaching, yeah. Bookstore. Bookstore. Yeah, so everybody's, thank you guys. I love these ideas. The bookstore needs to go. It needs to be burnt down. How about paying money for stuff at church? You know, activities. We don't pay for anything here, and we're never going to charge you for anything ever. That's not, you know, we're not making God's house of merchandise. But there's just so much garbage that God has to tear out. He's got to get those bulldozers in and move some earth, right? And we see that what we call the old IFB dying, you know, they can't attract people anymore. All it is a bunch of white and blue hairs and then no children. There's no young people there. All the teens grow up and go to the devil because they're all repent of your sins churches now. I mean, it's dying and dead on the vine right now. So, but we've gone back to the old path wherein is the good way. All right, you're in Jeremiah 6, look at verse 16. It says, thus saith the Lord, standing in the ways, and see and ask for the old path, where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. There's people that won't walk therein, but we want to walk therein. We want to go back to the old path. And there's going to be rest for our souls because of that. Right? We don't have to just sit there and burn up because the altar call, the third one of the day, you know, that they're singing the 15th stanza. One more verse. And they're just trying to pull some person down the aisle so they can say it was a good sermon. I mean, it's weak. It's really weak. And, you know, dispensationalism is another thing that needs to be bulldozed out. Amen. Dispensationalism, repent of your sins, work salvation, all this other garbage. How about modern Bible versions? There's a church we went to, and a lot of people had different versions. You'd see them on the pews. I'm like, what is this doing in here? But if the pastor won't preach against it, then there's going to be all kinds of different Bible versions in there.